magazine. Doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio.
And we are back on the National Intel Report on RBN Live. I am Dylan Avery, Killtown, and Alex Jones, and we were just discussing how everybody does need to come down to New York this year. I couldn't agree with you more, Alex. We studied that. See all the signs we have printed up. We are going to be a huge presence down there. And what do you think about Bush saying he's going to visit all three sites that day?
Well, I think it's important that we be there in New York at the two sites that he's going to be visiting while he's grandstanding. And that we make sure that the media has to cover what we're doing and has to come over and talk to us. That's the whole point. So that the murderers, I mean, think of how sick this is. I always make this point, but I never get over it. We know these are the individuals that carried out 9/11. We have the science, the evidence, the scholars, the facts. And we have to watch these murderers who also lied us into war, now kill more troops. We're up to 3,000 now. And that's the admitted number. It's more like 10,000. They don't count deaths out of country. Now 3,000 troops have died, not to mention over 100,000 Iraqis. These are criminals, and they carried out 9/11, and they're butchering our Bill of Rights. They've signed the North American Union. Just at every level, these are the tyrants. This is your chance to confront a real-life Hitler in your day, a real-life would-be Stalin. That's what these neocons are. They must be met head on, and this is the big one. This is the five-year anniversary. This is coinciding. I mean, I wasn't going to go to New York 6 months ago, but when I saw the confluence wanting to go into Iran, all these other things connecting, coming together, the attack on Lebanon, the globalists saying there's going to be terror attacks. You know, right now is when they're getting ready to launch their attack. We may be able to back them off, but all the experts I've talked to say this is the key period. By us being out there being bold, we may be able to back them off. They're already getting intimidated. They're already starting to freak out. We're gaining the moral initiative. We're gaining the initiative, period. And we're going to win this thing. And, you know, I'm going to get in Friday, but I won't be there for your big event on Friday. What's the night where you guys are going to be screening the Loose Change, the new edition? I'm going
to
be
there. We're waiting until Sunday to put out the preview of the Loose Change final cut. Sunday's the big event. That's where you're
going
to be speaking.
That's right. What's going on Saturday? Just because, I mean, here we are conferring on air. I'm going to be there Saturday. What events are you guys doing Saturday so I can go to those?
I believe that Corey's going to be speaking Saturday, but we're going to be there with a ton of media, Alex. I mean, we've been doing media all, really the last 2 months. I'm sure you have, too. I know you've been on a number of talk show radios that aren't your own, and it's just all over the place. Have you seen the Time Magazine article yet?
Yeah, it's a hit piece.
Oh, yeah, it's a hit piece. And so have you seen this U.S. World Report hit piece as well?
I have not read that yet.
That one's more interesting to me because they actually got their facts wrong. They try to say there's only 16% of us that believe this, when in that Scripps Howard poll it was 16% believed it was a controlled demolition.
Well, you know, they can try whatever they want. Just in closing, I need to get you guys on my show for 30 minutes sometime this week just so we can kind of war game out what we're going to be doing. I want to hook up with you guys Saturday because I'm making a documentary about the 9/11 truth movement. That's going to be the film I make after the one about the North American Union and the Bilderberg Group. So I definitely also like to kind of follow you guys around and, you know, cover the 9/11 truth movement from that angle. So I hope that will be all right to do as well.
Absolutely, Alex. We're really psyched up for this weekend. Like you said, it's going to be important. It's going to be big. We need to get down there, and we're gonna make a change.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, a local bookstore is screening Loose Change 2 and Terror Storm this week, and we're also showing it tonight, tomorrow night, and the next night on the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar, and next week on Wednesday and Thursday, so I wish you guys could be here for that, but we'll have to get you back down to Austin after this event.
All right, I'll give Kevin a call after this radio show, Alex. All right? Thanks.
Thanks. Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. And I am Jason Burmis of Louder Than Words Productions. We've got Dylan Avery on the line, the genius behind Loose Change. Dylan Avery, say what's up.
What's up?
We've still got Killtown there, I hope. Killtown, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here somewhere.
Yeah, you're here somewhere. I know it. Killtown, an extensive researcher. And, you know, we're out here, we're really trying to get the word out about 9/11 and about this, you know, Ground Zero rally that we're holding. It's really a weekend rally. And try to encourage you to come down, especially, you know, if you're on the East Coast, if it's a 5-6 hour drive, you know, get 5 or 6 of your friends and get down there. This is important. I mean, how important do you think this is going to be, Dylan?
Hopefully very important, and hopefully, again, everyone's well-behaved, and it sets for any future rallies for 9/11 cases.
Well, I hope it sets a standard for truth rallies in general, you know, to show these people that, you know, we aren't, you know, just people that hate Bush, like previous caller had stated, or, you know, some kind of hippie movement. We do believe in peace because, you know, it's the right thing in this case, you know. Some of us may believe in another, you know, war in a certain other kind of conflict. But right now we know that it's our government carrying out these attacks. So why are we taking over Middle Eastern nations? What do you think, Killtown? Why are we over there?
Oil. Power. Oil. Domination.
Oil.
Does it need to be any more complex than that?
Those are definitely two of the reasons. I mean, they're two of the ones that are right in our faces. I mean, literally,
you know,
right in our faces.
It's kind of funny people ask, well, what would the motives be for our government to, you know, risk that so much to
you know, orchestrates attacks and stuff. And I'm all like, well, look, oil and domination, control the Middle East. And then they, you know, then they just roll their eyes and, oh, come on. But it's just funny. It's like they're asking for a motive. We give them one, and they don't believe it. So, I mean, what else?
A very logical motive at that. A motive they've achieved. No,
the oil is one of the most expensive money-producing commodity in the world. I mean, why wouldn't they go through, you know, these efforts to control it?
Yeah.
Shoot, just look who is the vice president, you know. Dick Cheney is Halliburton. And
yeah, speaking of that, I just want to say that I misspoke last week and said that Cheney gets $100 million a year from Halliburton. He doesn't get quite $100 million a year, but he owns, I looked at it, I think it's something like $550,000 in stocks, maybe more than that, and I think they're still paying him something like $100,000 a year. And I do believe that Lynn Cheney is still on the board of directors there. Isn't that correct?
That's what I've heard. I haven't double-checked that. But, you know, look at it this way. If our government's going to pull off something like 911, you'd have to have some experienced politicians in there to do it. Well, Dick Cheney is a very smart guy. He was Secretary of Defense. He knows the military. Our current Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, was a two-time Secretary of Defense. He was Secretary of Defense, was it for Reagan or Bush Sr.? I can't remember. But he has
Bush
vast
Sr.,
experience.
I believe.
Yeah. So he has vast experience. So all you got to do is look at the core people and look at their experience, you know. They're not a bunch of schmucks, you know. I mean,
absolutely
they're Secretary
not.
Of Defenses, for God's
that's
sake.
That's totally true, and I don't know why people can't get their heads around that either. You know, it's because they put the boy idiot in power, you know, and everybody thinks he's this retarded cowboy, and although that is one side of him, you know,
that's
he's also a good actor, you know, acting on behalf of these monsters that are in his administration.
Why do you think they send him way down in Florida, you know, to get him out of the way, you know, when the attack happens?
All right,
is it just a coincidence he's in his brother Jet State, who essentially called up the National Guard, put him on alert 4 days before? And then, what do you do? On the day of, he declared a state of emergency, which even gave the, you know, National Guard even more powers and him more powers. But I don't know, what state of emergency was Florida in on 9/11?
Yeah, more importantly, why weren't the National Guard at Katrina? You know, you think that that's the real state of emergency. He can put something together like that in 2001, you know, 4 days before 9/11, under really no pretenses at all. And we can't do that when we know there's a hurricane coming?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
I think a lot of people started to wake up to 9/11 because of Katrina, because they saw how poorly our government treated U.S. citizens. They basically left them out there to die.
Yeah, I know I keep promoting this, but if you've got HBO and you've got HBO On Demand where you can watch this, it's available right now, and I encourage you to sit down and watch this Spike Lee documentary on Katrina. It's called When the Levees Failed, and it is quite stunning. And it really gives you the picture that the rest of the media in this country just don't want to give you. And it's very well done, and I think it might be Spike Lee's best work to date.
Yeah, I think the levees were blown up. I mean,
well, they go over it, and I think that's a possibility, and we need an investigation to find out whether that's a probability or not. You know, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but we need to know. I mean, the French Quarter got saved, yet all the underprivileged areas were hit.
Yep, they got to drive them blacks out. That's what's
their
plan.
Yeah, you know, was Kanye West really that off when he said George Bush does not care about black people? I don't think he cares about people in general. So you know, that's my answer to that. Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go to some more calls. Let's go to Melissa in Texas. Melissa, are you there?
Hello there.
Hello?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
Go ahead, Melissa.
Okay. I've been listening since the beginning of the show, and I remember someone saying they're going to be on Glenn Beck's show. Who is that?
What's that?
We're going to be on Glenn Beck's show on the day of 9/11.
Okay.
Oh, the Glenn Beck show. Yeah, Glenn Beck's producers contacted us, and as far as we know, I think on September 11th, after we're done with our rally, we'll be in CNN Studios around 4:15 filming with him.
Okay. I would just say...
I watch Glenn Beck, ma'am. I know.
Well, just, you know how the crocodile hunter said he always respected the animals? Don't ever let your guard down for a second or you're going to get a barb in the heart.
I know it. Oh, man, that's so terrible, man.
I mean, it's a horrible, but that's exactly what you're dealing with. You're dealing with someone who is that vicious.
Oh, I know. But you know what? He's also an ex-alcoholic.
Oh, wow.
He has his own personal issues.
So
if he wants to get nasty.
Gone, but he's very clever and interesting to watch, but just, I don't know. You just got to respect him is exactly the word I would use, like you'd respect a cobra.
Well, thank you, Melissa.
All right, darling. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go to Lauren in Texas. Lauren, are you there?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I just have a couple questions here real quick. One of them is, are you guys, have you considered strategy for agent provocateurs wearing your T-shirts to cause disruption? And the other question is, on your new release, I'm not sure, but I've heard there was going to be some changes to the soundtrack ministry or something. And my question, if that was true, is will I be able to give that video to little old ladies? Because I know you're...
No, sir. We're not. The ministry is not in the recut edition. I don't know where you heard that.
No plans for the final cut edition either. They just have that one song that samples us. That's out there called Live.
Yeah, just wondering. Didn't know.
Yep. And then what was that first question again? Oh, the provocateurs in the shirts. Yes, I openly addressed that on C-SPAN at Alex Jones's LA symposium, and I say that if these guys start off, that's why you got to bring a camcorder. So that we can immediately surround them with these camcorders, say you don't represent us, and get an officer over there to take care of them. Because if I'm not going to play that game, I'm not going to play the provocateur game where they're going to rile up 20 or 30 of us, And we could have provocateurs on both ends, This could be a totally staged thing where someone wearing a regular I Love New York T-shirt is a cop, and someone wearing our T-shirt is a cop, and they try to start a ruckus. And, I'm just going to try to isolate that as much as possible. And really, we've got to go out there and respect these people. I mean, we've got to respect the victims with the truth. And the only way to do that is to get it out to as many people as possible. So no matter what someone says to you, like it's been said before, turn the other cheek and love thy neighbor. That's what I'm going into this with.
Right on. Well, good job, guys. And I appreciate what you're doing. And I'll be watching you up there.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. All right, let's go to Steve in Texas. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I want to commend y'all for a good job on the radio and then also a great job on your films. I'll be traveling up to New York this weekend, and I wanted to get the website with the info for the itinerary.
Sure.
And scheduling.
You can either go to NewYork911Truth.org, and they should have all of...
NY911Truth.
NY911?
Yeah. I'm sorry, my bad. And then you can go to our site, loosechange911.com, and go to our blog section. And if you scroll down, all the events are right there.
Okay, and just, a comment on what y'all were talking about a few minutes ago. When people, ask, well, why would they do this? I like to refer them to the PNAC documents and the new Pearl Harbor comment.
Rebuilding America's defenses.
That's right, rebuilding America's defenses. And it's all about putting the new world order in place. And I saw something interesting on a Frontline about Dick Cheney called the Dark Lord a few weeks back. And under President Ford, Cheney and Rumsfeld were in his cabinet, and I don't have the total particulars on this. But you could go to Frontline and find it out. But Cheney and Rumsfeld went in and did a hatchet job on a bunch of people in the government, and they installed Bush Sr. as the head of the CIA. From there, Bush Sr. went to be Reagan's vice president, and we know the rest of the chain of events. So since Cheney and Rumsfeld were under Ford and installed Bush Sr., we've been under some kind of Bush regime, Bush/Clinton regime since then.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a really good documentary following Dick Cheney called Dick Cheney, the Unauthorized Biography of Dick Cheney, and that's by CBC, and it covers a lot of what you just said. But, yeah, these men are demons by any means. Again, whether they were wearing, the elephant or donkey badge, I don't care.
That's right.
Here for the American citizens. It's not about that. It's about that these guys own, political and economic interests. These guys are really just mid-level puppets for much more powerful people.
And our lives mean nothing to them.
No, and they, it, man. They don't It don't mean a thing. I can't wait to see you down at Ground Zero this weekend. God bless you. Good luck. And we will be back in a moment with John Statmiller's National Intel Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back trying to save this constitutional republic on John Statmiller's National Intel Report. I am Jason Burmes, part of Louder Than Words Productions, joined by Dylan Avery in Killtown. And again, we're really just trying to promote this Ground Zero rally. This September 11th, like we said, Bush is going to be there. We can't allow him to try to reinforce this lie in front of the media with no opposition at all. We've got to force them to cover us. And we need the truth out, you know. How else are we going to save this country if we don't have the truth and honesty or some kind of honesty in our government? Because right now we have just about zero, you know, especially on the federal branch. There is not much honesty in that branch of government at all. It almost seems like whatever they're telling you, they're doing the exact opposite. And we can no longer, you know, allow this corporate grandstanding. It's time to take them out. Dylan, are you there with me?
I believe so. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you better than I could before. Excelente. What do you think?
Yo, man, just going to mirror what we've been talking about. Sorry, I'm kind of working in the background here, so I kind of heard half of what you were saying.
Well, I'm just, you know, basically talking about how, you know, how else are we going to save this country without bringing, you know, the truth of 9/11 to light?
Well, absolutely. I mean, people got to know that we exist.
Yeah. Well, they've got to know that they can't do this again, you know, that we won't stand for it, and those who have done this will be punished. And, you know, we need to do that. And that is the main goal.
Absolutely, and we need to do it as respectfully as possible.
Yeah, and as quickly as possible, too, because we really need to enforce this truth. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. We've been taking your calls all. To go to Carrie in Louisiana. Carrie, are you with us?
Yep, sure I am. How you doing, gentlemen? Y'all taking over Stat Miller's show, it seems. You're on late last week, a repeat of it yesterday, and you're back live today.
Oh, they repeated it yesterday? I had no idea. Very
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, from last end of last week. Killtown, didn't know you were going to be on the radio, bud. Good for you.
Thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, listen, a couple of comments. During Hurricane Katrina, there was a group of guys who were, you know, they were stockpiled up in one of the office buildings up in downtown New Orleans, and they had a live webcam of the streets of New Orleans. I'm not saying
yes, they did. I know all about this. Continue.
Okay, well, I was just wondering, is there some kind of way y'all can do like a nightly webcam broadcast from New York City when y'all are up there? I know you can
be
busy during
the
day.
I mean, that would be great, but I just don't know if we'd be able to do it. That would be interesting. A lot of people have suggested that. I'm hoping that, you know, someone takes the initiative, set that up, and get down there, you know, and so we don't. It doesn't just fall on us. But we would love for somebody with that kind of know-how and technology to do that for us.
Ah, great. The other thing about Bush being at all three Ground Zero, all three 9/11 sites, he needs some photo ops in the mainstream media. I mean, the alternative press is going to cover the 9/11 truth movement, but unless something happens, like some agent provocateur comes in there and does something to upset, but I mean, you're not going to get near Bush. He's not going to be able to see you. He's not going to be able to hear you. You're asking some trouble if you try and go get in the motorcade or his space. And there's going to be plenty of alternative press out there, isn't there?
But there's going to be a lot of mainstream press covering us. I mean, I can't even tell you how many mainstream news organizations, you know, outside of this country that say they want to directly film us all day while we're down there, including Spiegel TV and CBC.
Fantastic.
So I mean, I think it's going to be very hard for the mainstream media to just ignore us, especially with Katie Couric herself right down there at Ground Zero. If there's enough of us, how are they going to get a wide shot without us? And that was the plan all along. You know?
Well, that would be good.
Believe it's going to happen.
Yeah. Listen, the other thing on Lynn Cheney, she was never on the board of Halliburton. She was on the board of Lockheed. Martin.
Lockheed.
And she resigned in 2001 after Dick got sworn in.
All right. Well,
yeah.
I thank you for that information.
Absolutely. And Spike Lee's Katrina, when the levees failed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Baton Rouge, and I heard a lot of rumors coming out of New Orleans about the levees being blown. But the levees being blown was like some of the lesser stuff. It was all the... When the military got called in and they were, you know, the 82nd Airborne was sniping people at night, killing people. There were people getting arrested for curfew violation. If you're, like, sitting on your porch after curfew, there were, and they'd bring you into the jail, the bus station, the Greyhound bus station downtown. And you could either plead guilty and do 40 hours of community service, which was basically cleaning up police stations, or you could plead not guilty and get sent to a parish jail somewhere else around the state and wait months to get a hearing. So
absolutely. We're talking about the abuses of power down there.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Anyway, great show. Good hearing you guys, and I look forward to more. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yet another encouraging phone call, and another person talking about Katrina. You know, it's kind of funny because I remember last year when Katrina happened, and a lot of people were focusing on that as kind of like the next big conspiracy, I guess. I never thought that I would come to the point where I could, you know, really put the two 9/11 and Katrina together. But when you look at the abuse of the people at Katrina, regardless of whether it was, you know, purposeful negligence or not, it is just unbelievable that our government could not come to the aid of its own citizens and that the media would dare refer to them as refugees after the fact. I mean, I just can't believe how disrespectful that is. So I think we're going to be going to break, and then we'll get back to you in a couple minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
And we are back on the National Intel Report. We've got Jason Burmes and Dylan Avery from Louder Than Words subbing in for John Statmiller, who I believe will be back from D.C. tomorrow. But it will be a short trip home because he is going to be down with us at Ground Zero this year, which is very encouraging. We've got yet another another great radio talk show host who's concerned about his country coming down to Ground Zero this year to, you know, show his support for the truth. Killtown, are you still there?
I'm here, buddy.
So Killtown, what are you planning on doing for September 11th?
Well, unfortunately, I won't be down at Ground Zero. I just live too far. Hopefully, I'm going to try to find some local event, maybe poke my head in stuff around.
Well, that's what you can do. You know, if you can't be a Ground Zero, you know, try and do a local event. Really, really try and get people out there. I mean, we need worldwide support. So if you can't get to New York City, see what you can do. All right, let's go to Justin in New Hampshire. Justin,
hello?
Are you there?
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm good. Is this Dylan?
No, this is Jason. But Dylan, you're with us, correct?
Yeah, I can barely hear you, though, man.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, sorry about that. Anyway, my name is Justin Martell. I go to Franklin Pierce College in Ridge, New Hampshire. And first off, I just want to say that what you guys have done for the movement is spectacular. And I will be at Ground Zero on the 10th and the 11th. And I look forward to seeing the preview of the final cut of Loose Change. Aren't you going to show like a preview there?
Yeah, we're pretty much going to show approximately an hour. Mostly, I would say a good 30 or 40 minutes just of footage from our trip to the Pentagon, to Arlington, Virginia, and to the surrounding areas. We really made a lot of progress with that, and I think people are going to be really blown away with the people we talked to and, you know, what we walked away with. Apart from that, you know, we're going to show some, you know, some other things. We got some footage, some really killer footage of World Trade Center Building 7 the other day.
Wow.
Really, really amazing stuff. You really got to see it.
Boy, I can't wait. I'm really excited. I also want to tell you that, and I'm excited about this Alex Jones being there. Now, are you guys friendly with Alex Jones?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Alex is definitely going to be there with us, part of the event.
Yeah. I did what he said to do, and I actually called the White House comments line the other day.
Oh, really?
I told them to tell President Bush not to go through with the attack before the November election. You know how he's predicting another state-sponsored terror attack?
Yes. What did the secretary have to say to that?
Well, she just took down the comments. She didn't really have much to say. And then I, you know, went on to ask about, you know, what President Bush and our supposed Christian world leaders were doing at the Bohemian Grove, you know, doing mock sacrifices of children and worshiping, you know, crazy cult things. But
that stuff is pretty incredible.
Yeah, so, I mean, they took down my message, and they said, thank you, we'll pass your comments on to President Bush. Obviously, obviously he's not going to get that, nor does he even care. But anyway, like I said, you know, I don't want to take up any more of your time, but I just wanted to say that what you guys done for the movement is spectacular, and I can't wait to see some stuff for the final cut, and I'll see you guys at Ground Zero on the 10th and the 11th.
All right, sounds great. Thank you very much, Justin.
Thank you, man.
All right, yet another encouraging call, and, you know, yet somebody else, you know, coming all the way from New Hampshire. I think we had a couple callers say they were coming in from Texas. So, you know, people are coming from around the country. They realize how important this is, and, you know, you need to be the one to mobilize. You know, don't put it on somebody else. We can do this together. So,
something in, I just got a message from my main man, Jack Chitt, from England. He says him and a bunch of his boys from the UK will be at Ground Zero.
That is awesome. That is really awesome.
People
all,
from,
the way from the UK, huh?
All over the world probably coming down.
Wow. Wow. Thank God. You know, and that's really a testament to good versus evil. You know, no matter what you believe religiously, just take a look. Good and evil exist. And if you can think that a government that would kill its own people only to kill hundreds of thousands of more is in any way good, I've got news for you. It's not. It's evil.
Yeah.
And we really hope you join the good guys fight. And really, that's what we believe we're doing here. Don't you think, Dylan?
Well, you know, that's what we're trying, man. We're really just trying to fight the good fight and maintain throughout this and show to people that, you know, we're just in this to get the truth out and get some answers to our unanswered questions and get some things released that the government's hiding.
Yeah, you know, and I couldn't agree with you more, Dylan. Why don't we go to Jennifer in Texas? Jennifer, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay, great. Well, major kudos to you guys and bravo, Encore. I really appreciate what you've done. I was wondering, you know, I do a lot of surfing around the net, looking at, there's a tremendous amount of information out there. And I was wondering if, I know you guys keep talking about Lockheed and, you know, all the obvious contractors and stuff. There's one that's kind of on my radar, but I don't know what to make of it entirely. It's Gestalt, G-E-S-T-A-L-T. And I was wondering if you guys had any connections with the administration to that organization?
I'm not very familiar with that, but God knows. You know,
okay.
These guys are...
Yeah, it's Gestalt LLC.
Gestalt LLC.
Yeah, G-E-S-T-A-L-T, right.
Have you taken a look at Richard Andrew Grove evidence, the Kroll stuff and all that?
No, I haven't. What is that about?
Well, Richard Andrew Grove says that he's a whistleblower and that he's a... He worked at a company called Kroll and actually should have been on one of the floors where the plane impacted for one of his, basically he was going to go and confront the people that he was blowing the whistle on, and nobody showed up to that meeting.
but he was on his way. He was in traffic. And he goes into a lot of other bizarre financial connections that day. You know, his evidence could be legitimate, and there are some very deep financial ties if there are. And I would really encourage somebody, a real hardcore independent researcher, to go check it out. And, you know, because we need double and triple verification on some of this stuff. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
I absolutely agree.
Absolutely. All right, thank you, Jennifer.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, and it's really all about getting out there and doing something. I mean, like we were discussing today with Swedish television, we had somebody on our forum, you know, file an FOIA 2 years ago, and now we have the Pentagon's flight data recorder evidence, or not, I'm sorry, the flight path from the NTSB. Kiltown, what do you make of that flight path?
Well,
yeah.
I'm not an expert on that. It seems interesting, definitely something to go into. You know, the downlight poles at the Pentagon has definitely been a big oddity, and the generator being hit, I mean, the flight path, it's obviously nobody with the flight skill of Hani Hanjour could do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, it's very interesting, definitely worth further investigation, research on, but that's all I really know about it.
What do you think, Dylan?
About the Pentagon?
Well, no, not about the Pentagon, but that that NTSB evidence that was just released, the flight path.
Well, I think it totally, as Russ Pickering said, it's a third irreconcilable flight path that, you know, yet again just throws everything for a loop. It has it not even flying over the Potomac River when the original flight path had it coming in from the north, doing a dive over the White House, and, you know, circling back and coming from the south. So, you know, we now have three different trajectories for Flight 77, and, you know, they all seem to have their own inconsistencies. And, you know, again, Jason, you were there. We called the NTSB, and we asked them, and we specifically mentioned to them, look, if you guys don't clear this up and you don't make some kind of a public statement, it's just going to make things look really worse. You know, it's just going to raise more questions. And the guy, you know, Ted was like, we don't want to make any comment at this time. So,
of course not. Well, you know that they're not going to want to make any comments. It's always like that. Nobody wants to, you know, make a comment until their back is put to the wall. So what we really need to do is put their backs to the wall.
And now if you call Coburn from Popular Mechanics, he sends you over to an answering machine. He doesn't even answer any questions. He's like, I've been instructed to forward all calls to this number. I mean, people are calling him up and asking him for the evidence that he promised he'd provided the public about the DNA from the hijackers, because, you know, Goyette nailed him on it.
Yeah, oh, Goyette did a great job with him, and those who didn't listen to that, you really need to, because Charles Goyette really hammered on a representative.
Well, he reamed him, man. He totally reamed that guy.
Well, he wouldn't have been reamed if he had any facts to back up his evidence, but he didn't seem to.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Yeah, you got
to kill them. Talking about Popper Mechanics, how does a plane that enters a building in a liquid state afterwards be able to find 63 of the 64 passengers' bodies?
I know.
If you look on the one of those reports, the official reports, it's not like they just found bits and pieces here and there. I mean, they circled where they found each passenger. So it's more like there was more of an intact body, you know. Because why would they circle on the chart where a passenger was being recovered if, like, their bodies disintegrated and went all over the place? I mean, you couldn't just draw a circle to identify where their bodies is.
Yeah,
and then
if you look into the
inside pictures of the Pentagon, there's some nice ones, close-ups of the inside. There's hardly any plane debris, you know. So how can there be all these passengers being able to be recovered and there's, like, hardly any plane debris? It just doesn't make no sense.
Yeah, the Pentagon is very bizarre. But again, you know, we can just focus on the fact that why did anything hit the Pentagon? But, of course, you know, with the released NORAD tapes and the admissions of war games and all that other nonsense, we know why something hit the Pentagon, because Dick Cheney gave a stand-down order. And no one seems to want to, you know, address this in the mainstream media. They want to laugh it away and say, oh, whatever. But, you know, we have our vice president sitting up there, you know, in places like Katrina, at places like New York City, you know, claiming to be the savior and the hero. And it really makes me sick. It makes me quite ill when a monster like that can try to portray himself as an angel.
Well, all you have to do on the look at the Pentagon is look at the renovated section. I mean, obviously, it hits the renovated section. That's like the worst place for the hijackers to hit. You know, if they wanted to cause, you know, if you're a hijacker being on a suicide mission, you probably want to kill as many people as you can.
Well, not only that kill town. I mean, if you go to Arlington, Virginia, and you look down Columbia Pike and you look towards the Pentagon, I mean, for Hani Hanjour to have flown the specific flight path, you know, over the Virginia Department of Transportation, down, you know, down that incline, across Route 27, knocking down the light poles, I mean, he would have pretty much had to make a sharp turn to the left after doing so. Not a sharp turn, but he definitely had to turn substantially to the left to, you know, to account for the mechanical damage to the light poles in the Pentagon and to reconcile with the flight path witnesses that we got.
And this is a guy who was declined to be able to rent his Cessna a month earlier.
The thing about it is he could have just crashed right through the front door. I mean, that's where the parking lot is. I mean, just logistically, it would have made much more sense for him to have just gone straight and dive-bombed right into the front door. He would have taken out hundreds of cars. I mean, who knows what he could have done? And instead, he makes this, you know, very specific maneuver into this one particular part of the building that just happened to be reinforced. I mean, all these things cannot be coincidence. I'm sorry.
I know. Well, the renovations was almost done. I've heard reports that it was going to be done that day or 5 days later. Then you got to look who was inside that renovated section. It was the Navy Command Center, the pilot, alleged pilot of Flight 77, or, you know, ex-Navy, worked in that same section. There was an ex-Navy admiral on board Flight 77. Who used to work there. I mean, come on, how many coincidences can you have? And then you got to look at probably the biggest smoking gun everybody's overlooking is what Rumsfeld did the day before on September 10th. He announced $2.3 trillion missing from the defense budget. You know, do you think that's just a coincidence? He announces that the day before the worst tax in American history, where everybody's just not going to focus on, you know, the outrage of $2.3 trillion. Missing.
Oh, that's pocket change, Killtown. You're crazy.
And then look,
$3 trillion. Oh, that's nothing.
And then look who else died in that renovated section. There was all the accountants and budget analysts and stuff, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. That's just a coincidence they all got fried?
Of course. Of course it is, Killtown.
Right.
Believe our government. They're the best.
It's just one big coincidence.
Yeah, of course. They love us. They want. If they could, they would tuck us in at night. That's how much I care, honestly.
Didn't you guys hear what else Rumsfeld did the day before the attacks?
No,
remember his Rumsfeld rules?
Yeah, I remember that. He changed his rules and added another rule the night before.
The only time he ever changed it was on September 10th, right before the attacks.
And what was it?
You know, I can't remember exactly what it said. I have it on my oddities page and my smoking guns page. But if you read what he wrote, it's just eerie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, come on. I mean, he announces $2.3 trillion. I mean, look, let's put it this way. There's going to be total outrage when you announce you've lost $2.3 trillion. What better day to announce it the day before the tax when no one's going to care about the $2.3 trillion?
All right. I can't disagree with the Killtown. I cannot disagree with you.
And that's why... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say we had a few callers on the line, but go ahead.
No, let's hear the callers.
All right, sure. Then let's go to Sylvia in Texas. Sylvia, are you there?
Hi.
How are you, Sylvia?
Hi, I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're doing all right.
Yeah.
You know, we can blame the government, but we also need to take some responsibility ourselves. Because, I mean, whenever the big corporations do things, they're lobbying the government, medical corporations, drug corporations, big box corporations, and whenever there's personal freedoms that lobbyists want to take away from us, I can do nothing.
Well,
so,
I can't disagree with you there, and that's why we're out here on the radio and doing documentary films to try to really move people and motivate them. Take action. Don't you agree?
I 100% agree. And as far as the government, it doesn't matter whether it's Republican, whether it's Democrat. It's just a different end of the same stinky fish as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Sylvia. Thank you for your call. And
thank
she's
you.
Right. We do need to mobilize. We need to get going. And that's why we're on this radio show right now, hosting for John Stadtmiller of the National Intel Report on a great Patriot network, RBN Live. We may not agree with what everybody on this network has to say or what every sponsor has to sell, but I'll tell you, you're going to find a lot more truth here than you're going to find on CBS radio or AM radio with Rush Limbaugh or Fox radio, which is maybe the greatest station this nation has ever known.
Don't forget O'Reilly.
So, you know, yeah, O'Reilly on the radio. Oh, my God. What kind of torture is that? It's going to be terrible. But, you know,
well, apparently he bashed us on it. I'm still waiting to hear a copy of that.
You know, I'm still waiting for him to see if he'll talk about it on his TV show. You know, I'd love to see him in a live interview against me. Let's see what happens. Let's debate it, O'Reilly. You're a genius. Obviously, you know everything.
All I have to say is America ain't what's wrong with the world.
Yeah.
That's what where Unspelled Rules was. That's what he changed it on.
Yeah?
The day before the attacks. And that's a pretty interesting line to change right before the attack, in my opinion.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. All right, let's go to Aaron from Colorado.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm Extra Tabasco on your forum site. I really like what you guys are doing. I have a question and a comment. I know we're running out of time here, but the comment is you guys really need to be careful about agent provocateurs down there, whether it be the Bilderbergs or the G8 summits or the WTC rallies. In each instance, there's been innocent people, peaceful protesters being arrested and interrogated and taken away and held incommunicado because they were standing up to these evil thugs. So you got to be careful, for sure.
Well, we know what we're stepping into, and, you know, we're going to have to make them, you know, address us. And we are going to have to be careful. We've gone as public as we possibly could. We've told every major news organization what our plans are. And, you know, they can't say, you know, they can't try to pin us at something we're not.
Well,
we're publicly out there, and, you know, people know what to expect from us.
I'm going to try and be down there. The one thing that we can use is the thing that they use on us, and that's surveillance. Bring your video cameras, bring your camcorders, bring your recorders, your digital recorders. All those people that got arrested at the Republican rally in New York when 4 years ago, there was thousands of them arrested, and they were all let go because people had videotapes of actually the police antagonizing and pushing innocent protesters, peaceful protesters, into a stance that they did, that then they were forced to be arrested. So we just all got to be on our toes for that. But the question, I believe that thermite and explosions were used in the WT buildings before the planes hit, and I believe you guys do too. Why aren't we addressing Marvin's Bush connections to the security of those buildings? The only way they could have been explosive devices planted in there is with the security team's full knowledge. And do you think I'm right about that? And why
I wouldn't say the security team's full knowledge. I would say somebody within that security team being at a higher level, having some knowledge of it. But let's say, you know, Marvin Bush is on the board of directors of Securicom. So is one of Bush's first cousins. You know, one of those guys makes the decision and they go to one of their uppers and they say, hey, you know, don't worry about using your guys. We'll use, you know, an intelligence team, you know, that his old man gets CIA briefings all the time. Or maybe he uses, like, two or three of his most well-trusted guys. You know, who knows what they do, but what we do need to have is an investigation where, you know, Marvin Bush and other board members can be subpoenaed, and we can ask him these questions.
Exactly.
He was at New York that day. He was around the area.
Yeah, in fact, I believe Barbara Bush said he was there the night before or something, right? He was ending his ties the day before in the Trade Center?
Yeah, and I believe Rudy...
Yeah, he was there.
Rudy Giuliani was down there, too, and he was in London on their... happened to be down there, too, when their bombs went off. But anyway...
Yeah, what's the odds in that
thanks
one?
A lot for what you guys do.
Well, thank you, man, and hope to see you down there.
Okay, man, see you.
All right, later on. All right, let's go to Don in Ohio before we wrap it up. Don, are you there?
Yes, I am. A couple of real quick ones. Is somebody going to have a large RBN banner that you can basically, you know, fly high above Ground Zero down there?
I don't have one of those, but I would hope someone would bring one. I mean, we've got signs that say, ask questions, demand answers. We've got ones that say, you know, mainstream media, stop attacking 9/11 truth. I mean, these are pretty big banners. And, you know, reinvestigate 9/11, things like that, things that are pretty vague.
Yeah, we need to get some RBN stuff down there. On Flight 93, there's a story of where it said this gentleman from Bolivar, Ohio, which is south of Canton where I live, he had seen on 9/11 the plane, which he thought that it was Flight 93 flying straight over Bolivar going straight east. And he says, it was so strange because, large airplanes don't fly over Bolivar anyways. So he says, but the FBI are trying to say, but no, we don't think that's what it is. I mean, you know, why would they be trying to, deflect away from where it actually flew over if they knew, that it was flying at whatever, 30,000 feet or something like that? I mean, why are they saying, no, it didn't fly as south as Bolivar before it started cutting over?
Well, my simple answer to that is because they need their propaganda hero story where people storm the cockpit and we need a let's roll and a way to really get the, country behind one phrase.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Killtown?
Hi, Mom. It's Mark Bingham. You believe me, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Also, too.
Exactly. Let's just put it this way. Just look at the crash scene. No plane crashed there. No Boeing 757 crashed there. It's impossible or a plane that big to just swallow up in the ground. And, just look at the debris trajectory. All the debris landed in the forest, and the trajectory is like you running really fast into a brick wall and all your guts spilling out just on your right side and right side only. Not only that, but it spills up and over a road and grass and lands all nice and conveniently in the forest where it would be easier to plant.
Right.
I mean,
also,
it just doesn't give any option
that.
You just got to look at the grass growing around the crater. It's not even singed,
They also
said
that
it does not add up.
Most likely buried itself under the ground there because it was soft ground and stuff like that. But that's one place where they actually found the voice recorders and stuff like that. So did it burrow underground or not? I mean, they can't have it both ways. It might have, and
well,
that's why you don't see it.
Look at it this way. Look at it in a common sense way. If that plane had crashed in any other area in the ground, it would have left plane
debris
right on the crater. The reason that we are told it didn't is because it landed in this quote-unquote soft dirt. What it was is an old mine field that just got refilled. I mean, just got refilled, probably a month or two before. That's why it was still soft. And that gives, somewhat of an explanation how it could just disappear. What are the odds this plane crashes randomly in a spot of soft soil to give us the excuse that it disappeared? I mean, the odds on that are just astronomical.
They also said they had a recording of them talking about breaking down the door, and they don't have no recording ability on that side of the cockpit.
All right. Thank you for the call, Don. Killtown, thank you for joining us for the better part of 2 hours out here. Dylan Avery,
hey,
thank you
for
being
me.
Hey, no problem, man. Dylan, thank you for being a fantastic person. I know you got the Cisco competition tonight.
Cisco's going to be a race.
And on a serious note, we hope to see all of you guys down at Ground Zero this year. Let's bring the truth out. Peace to everybody. This is the National Intel Report. Thanks, RBN. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS
or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.